What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that asks the question, whose house runs house?
That's right.
I said, whose house?
You say it again.
Runs house.
Say what?
My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you, Terry?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Now, you may have heard from that opening little salvo.
What the fuck was that?
Well, it's a reference to the fact that we're covering Kevin Smith's Dogma from the year 1999 today.
Finally.
Starring Ben Affleck, starring Matt Damon, starring Linda Fiorentino, Alan Rickman, Jason Mewes, Salma Hayek, Chris Rock, Kevin Smith himself.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Jason Lee.
George Carlin.
Yeah.
It's a who's who.
Yeah.
It really is a who's who. Oh, that was pretty good. You missed it. You weren't paying attention. That was actually
brilliant. You're
doing
it all wrong.
It really is a who's who.
No.
I'm getting this something.
No, I'm sorry. No.
You're doing it all wrong. Because you're doing it all wrong. Something there.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think you give me enough credit.
I give you enough credit.
I don't think you are, actually. I generally do.
I generally.
Sometimes you miss it.
Yeah, but that's right? Not Carlin.
No, I'm just saying there's something there.
Yeah, but
you can just give me something, right?
Good voice.
Thank you.
Happy?
I'll take it.
Care to guess the budget of this fine movie, Andy?
I'm going to say 1999, pre-crash.
Post-Cronenberg crash.
Post-Cronenberg crash, of course.
Pre-Best Picture.
Pre-9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag never forget. $35 million.
$10
million.
$10? Yeah.
What a fucking... How did he manage that?
Have you seen the movie?
But I mean, like, the amount of, he must have got everyone at a discounted rate and stuff.
Of course.
But, like, I thought it looked pretty...
Ben Affleck's his best buddy, you know? Like,
I guess, yeah. Huh, I'm surprised. That's...
Really stretching the buck.
He really stretched it out.
Domestic.
I know that there was a lot of controversy. I don't know if that helped it.
Sorry, we'll go opening weekend. Excuse me.
Opening weekend, $4
million. $8.6
million. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. Not bread. Domestic total. You see? Because it's in the shape of a pretzel.
Very good.
Domestic total?
$20
million. $30
million. Wow. Slipping.
And worldwide?
$45 million.
$31 million. It was $30.6 million domestic and international $472,000. Wow. Still a triple.
I mean, the DVD sales, I'm sure, bump it right up. Yeah. But
I did have it on DVD.
Yeah, me too.
Only now it's only released on Blu-ray.
This was... Genuinely, in 2001, I think, was my favourite movie.
Hmm.
You know?
Interesting.
But
care to take a stab at the Rotten Tomatoes?
Critics, I will say 72.
Bang on.
Ooh, he's back in the game.
Wow, all right.
Yes! Audience?
Yeah, what do you think?
78.
85.
Ah,
you only got one. You only got one this week.
Okay, but I mean, it's hard. You're picking random numbers between 1 and 100 million. You know,
but when you
give
me
some slack,
when you get the budget, then you can work off the budget. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it doesn't always reflect.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't always reflect. But if you're using your logic to dictate it,
I don't think the two are co.
You don't think so?
The budget and how much it makes.
Hmm.
Not really, but something like this, you know, unless it's a big blockbuster. But you know,
right, we just work in different ways.
Yeah.
All right, do you want some IF?
Please.
All right, so, according to Kevin Smith, you know, this is the legendary thing of Linda Fiorentino.
Heard they didn't get on.
Yeah, apparently she wouldn't speak to him on certain days. Gillian Anderson was apparently one of the front runners. And Alanis Morissette was actually supposed to do it, but she had a world tour. So that's where she came in at the end.
I did hear him say at one point that he wished...
Janine Garofalo was the... Yeah. And I was like... That's the one that would have actually really suited it, I think.
I think it would have.
I'm going to say it now. Fiorentino really drags this movie down.
She's not that good.
She's not
good
at all.
But you know what? There's like two or three moments where I think, oh, that's good. You know, where she finds out she's a descendant of Jesus.
I hate that. When and she's kind of flopping around the
water. No, not even that, but just the part where she's about to break before, where she's well enough, she's like, I can't deal with this, whatever, and goes off. I thought, like, oh, that's not bad. But in general, a lot of it was like, oh, that's bad acting.
I've never been a huge one for... Men in Black is about...
She was apparently a mainstay on the erotic thriller scene in the early 90s.
Have you never seen Jade?
No, but I just flicked through The Last Seduction last night. It's not erotic at all. There's like one sex scene and there's nothing in it.
Jade is also there as well. Yeah, like, yeah,
I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
Be David Caruso in Jade.
I'll report
He's
back.
Like, I know exactly how to do that.
Oh, what's that from?
It's 40-year-old virgin. He's like, you need to be aloof, but still attractive. He's like, be David Caruso in Jade. He's like, got it. Alan Rickman came on board because Kevin Smith and producer Scott Mosier had heard he was a fan of Chasing Amy.
Great.
So they sent him the script and...
Wow, in what world would he be a fan of Chasing Amy?
Well, Chasing Amy is, I think... his best movie.
Do you think so?
I think it's his best movie. Not my favorite.
I should really watch it again.
It's not my favorite. I think it's definitely his best and most mature movie.
Right.
My favorite movie of his is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah.
It's the one that brings me the most joy.
Yeah.
I get a laugh out of so much stuff in it. It makes me smile.
Yeah. It is actually. And it's.
You bet
packed.
Your ass I'd fuck a sheep. You know?
Oh, when you put it like that. You bet your ass I would.
He's not one of us. He's a sheep fucker.
It is really good.
He's like, hey lady, he's like, who's watching these kids? Like, the fat one's watching the little one? Nice fucking parents. Yeah. He's like, okay. He's like, keep on trucking.
Yeah, they really.
That's the guy who's like, because I heard they were together like a pair of Chinese finger cuffs.
You know, it's a lot of the same guys popping up and all.
Oh yeah, they're all like, you know, Dante and Randall are both in this. Rickman's response was, would they stay faithful to the script, because he liked the script so much? And are the wings CGI or are they real? Which I did like the fact that they were like real wings.
Yeah,
for a large
makes portion a difference.
It totally does. Like,
makes, you know, such a difference.
Jason Mewes was pretty into his heroin while filming this movie.
Really?
Yeah, so much so that it kind of like Kevin Smith had to be like, fucking cop on. Like, and then he had memorized the script in advance because he didn't want to disappoint Alan Rickman.
Like, yeah, I remember I heard him say that.
But there's scenes in it like where he's like falling asleep when he's like not. He's in the scene, but he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
There's a scene, I think it's the scene where they're in the bar near the end. In the wide shots, he's like nodding off. Like,
no way.
Yeah. Like, so,
wow.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
It was Clerks 2, I think. He got clean around that time. Because the whole scene at the start where he's like...
So was he still...
Yeah, he's still using...
In Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
Yeah,
was he still?
Yeah.
Because he's good in that.
Here's my hot take.
Yeah.
Better actor when he's on heroin. Because he is not good in Clerks 3 or James on the Bob reboot. So
maybe he just needs to not give a shit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Kevin Smith wanted Robert Rodriguez to direct it. But Rodriguez read the script and he's like, no, you should do it. Because apparently he had written the script before Clerks.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to make it until he had been successful doing other stuff where he could really put some money into it.
Yeah.
And and Jason Lee was supposed to be Loki. So we wouldn't even be having it on the Matt Damon series, but he had to drop out because he was scheduling. So he was. That's why he's like Azrael. And Matt Damon was like, "Well, I'll do it," you know.
Like, great,
my buddy Ben. Like, you know.
I mean, what a get for
incredible.
Kevin Smith. You know, he must have thought at this time, like, I've got Ben Affleck and Matt Damon fresh off the Good Will Hunting fame.
Yeah.
I've got Chris Rock, probably at the peak of his powers back then, or getting there. You've got Alan Rickman, fresh from fucking...
Alan Rickman, you know, he's a big...
A big name.
Yeah, he's like, he's Hans Gruber, he's fucking Sheriff of Nottingham, like...
Plus you have Linda Fiorentino just off Men in Black. I know she's not great, but she was kind of in the zeitgeist.
People want to work with him. You can see, like, people want to work with him after Chasing Amy. Like, Matt Damon is in Chasing Amy. I don't know if you remember that. He plays, go on.
No, I don't.
He's, like, one of the comic book execs that are, like, trying to sign, like, Holden and Banky.
Oh, right.
And he's, like... he's like has like glasses and slick back. He's only in one scene. You kind of blink, and you miss, but it was like, Oh, like that's before like Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
And Damon blew up, like, you know.
Right, this is when he's like a bit part.
He's like, well, actor. Like Affleck's the star of that, and like Damon is like the, you know, one scene, and how kind of they both go off and come back together.
That's
like,
mad.
So let's get into what you thought. Did it hold up?
As you know, it was my favorite movie as a kid. I'll be honest now, when I was watching it this time around, I found it kind of insufferable.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I kind of found it insufferable, and I hate that I did.
Mm.
I had a lot of problems with it, actually. But like,
tell me more.
But I know, like, I actually quite like the story, and I think it's very original and inventive. I think it would have made a great comic, actually. Do you know what I mean? Maybe they already did make it into a comic. I found the dialogue very hard.
Mm.
I found it very dated. I found Affleck and Damon were the best things about it.
I think they're really, really good. Like,
they're brilliant.
Incredible in it, I think. Yeah. And like their chemistry together, like,
great. I mean,
you know, you see it in Good Will Hunting, but like, is this the best that they've been together in? Like,
possibly yeah.
Like, you know, like,
because it doesn't feel forced. It feels like they are actually angels.
Yeah,
trying to, yeah, you know, and that the dynamic that they have and all that, like, you know, very, very natural. But I kind of, maybe the Linda Fiorentino thing, I, you know what, I just felt like everyone was talking about religion all the time.
I mean, that's the movie.
I know, but it kind of seemed...
Who talks about religion so much?
I didn't realise that at the time where it was... I get it, it's a religious movie, and I have no problem with it, but it was the sort where it was like, spoken like a true Catholic. You know, like all these sort of like little jokes that, and I'm like, all right, can we just deviate a little bit? It was like, it was so focused. Everyone's attention was focused. Even before all the religious stuff came up, it was all very... It just seemed unrealistic, you know what I mean? That they wouldn't be talking like that. I found Jay and Silent Bob. I found Jay's stuff not funny at all.
He probably had the biggest laugh for me in the whole movie.
Which bit?
She's like, what gear are you driving? Like, gear?
You know, like, and I remember at the end really laughing at the, and I did laugh again.
Get off of me, I want to see what's up. What the fuck is this shit? Who the fuck are you, lady? Why the fuck did you hug my hand?
Quite a little mouth on him, isn't there?
What the fuck is this, the piano? Why ain't this broad talking?
I believe the answers that you seek lie within my companion's eyes.
What the fuck does that
what
mean?
What the fuck is going on? Who the fuck is that?
Apparently it took them a lot of takes.
Really?
Because it wasn't working. And then he was like, just do it like Daffy Duck. Like, just fire off. You know, keep going. And then like that.
They got it.
Yeah. I think that's good. Like, I think that's really good.
Yeah, but I kind of found it a little bit insufferable. Do you know what? There was so much explaining. Do you know what I mean? Everything was like, they were still an hour in. It's like, well, after he did this, then God said this, and then this meant that...
It's a lot of exposition.
A lot of it. You know what I mean? And I kind of felt it... Like, I do think it's a good movie. And I'm wondering, am I just the old man now who doesn't, you know...
It's interesting you say it.
Quite dated or, you know...
For me, I thought it was good. Like, I thought it was... I was worried. Like, I didn't have it on the list originally.
Yeah.
And then I was like... Might be interesting for us to revisit it.
Yeah, I'm glad we did. Yeah. But I'm kind of not as well.
It kind of feel like, when I finished watching, I was like, I kind of feel like we burned one here, like, you know. you know.
How do you mean? What do you mean?
Like there's a better Matt Damon movie. Like, let me have a quick look here of like what we could have picked. What could we have
won? Here's what,
like,
you could have won?
Yeah, like, you know, from that time period, all right? Like, so... We knew we weren't going to do Good Will Hunting. Fair enough. Like, you know,
I'd have happily done that though.
Yeah, but like, you know, we
been both a while since I've seen it.
Okay, I've seen it so many times, and we're both like, it's really fucking good.
It is really fucking good.
So like, it's, you know, there's nothing new to mine there, right?
Yeah.
So like, we could have done Saving Private Ryan, although he's not.
Are we not doing that?
No,
never seen it.
Yeah, but it's not really like.
It's not really a Matt Damon movie. Like. Yeah,
he is Private Ryan in it, but like, you know, he's not...
featuring a lot.
It's more Tom Hanks. It'd be on a Tom Hanks or a Spielberg thing, like, you know.
We'll wait for that.
I guess we could have done Stuck on You.
Hey,
who I actually think, good. I think he's really good in that movie.
I've never seen it.
Have you not?
No.
Him and Kinnear.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Never seen it.
Good. I like it. I like it a lot, but it's not great. Like,
yeah, yeah.
There's a bit in it where he's like, at some point, he like hit somebody, like hit, Kinnear like hits a jukebox and it's like, baby, I'm a won't you. Like, it's not the song going to come on. It's like, you fucking fag. Like, I don't know how that plays today.
Modern day, yeah. But it, like, I kind of found with this that it was just, I don't know. I honestly, I did find it a little insufferable. And I thought some of the dialogue was really sharp and really good. And some of the dialogue, I was a bit like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, it was a bit.
I will say
what was your thoughts watching it?
My biggest pushback was like, oh, Kevin Smith is not a good director.
Like, oh, how do you
like,
say?
Ah, there's bits in it where I'm like the bits where it's like schnooch to the motherfucking booch, and like they're like,
psh, psh, yeah, psh, psh,
psh. Like all the action bits in it. Really, I'm like, this is really bad. If he had got somebody else to direct it,
yeah,
and he had written it and like kind of been on as producer, I think it works way better.
Possibly, yeah.
I think you see his limitations as a director. You see the limitations with like the editing, even the score, stuff like that, where it's like the scene where in my head at the start it was like when God gets attacked by the three, you know, skater punks, whatever. I was like, oh yeah, that's like really vicious, and it's like, no, it's tame. Yeah.
Very tame.
You know?
When you can see just them and you don't see... It's not that I need to see them getting beaten up.
Like, even the way they're, like, hitting...
It's like they're just hitting off the ground.
And like, I'm like, direct them better. Like, you know what I mean? Like, get something else out of them. Or like when it is Jay and Silent Bob beating up and it's like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I get they're kind of going
like
for
Adobe
that kind of...
Adobe punch sounds, you know? Like, that kind of stuff that I was like, oh, like, he has so many limitations.
Yeah.
But the bits that really I thought were great were, it's like, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are on the fucking... the walkway in the airport.
Yeah,
and
great.
And they're talking, and it's like, the camera's just following them. I'm like, wow, that really kind of hums along for me. Like, you know?
Hey, what better way to repent than by resuming the position I once denied? Thanks to you.
I really don't think a killing spree is going to make things better.
Killing spree? I'm talking about divine justice here. I'm talking about raining down fire and brimstone, punishing the wicked. He's all about that. I know he'd want this done.
There hasn't been an angel of death since you quit. Doesn't that mean anything to you? And besides, what if you're wrong like you always are?
If I'm wrong, which I'm not, it's not going to matter. We're going to pass through your arch thing anyway. We're going to be forgiven. No harm, no foul.
Well, he does hate competition. I will say that. And your movie certainly falls under that heading.
Where is this church we have to go to?
New Jersey. Rededication ceremonies in 4 days.
Last 4 days on Earth? If I had a dick, I'd go get laid.
To be honest, every scene that they're in was considerably better than... and even the dialogue did not seem... Like, it seemed kind of like... I don't know if stale is the right word. But there was something a bit too... I hate myself for saying this, but like, a bit too childish.
I mean,
do you know what I mean? And I know I'm a 40-year-old man now, and I was a 16-year-old boy then, and I know I hate that I didn't really like it, because you know what I mean,
the shit demon doesn't hit as much as
I had no problem with it, but it wasn't, you know, but I remember
that's, you know what I would say, that's the best action piece.
Yeah, that.
Because the way the shit splatters on the wall, like, that looks good.
That looks like shit.
Yeah, that looks like, and the way it like,
yeah,
you know.
But you know, all the stuff of like, you know, like Chris Rock been like, no, he owes me $12. All that sort of stuff.
So you left out a word there.
I did, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like,
say it. I don't know if you saw that clip with Delroy Lindo going around.
I think I remember something.
It's like, he's on like, Fox News or something like that, and they're like, I can't, you can say that N-word, but I can't say it. Like, you can say it.
Say it.
Like, his eyes are like popping out of his head, like,
no.
Say it. And he's like, you know I can't say it. And he's like, say it. Come on. And like, and I don't know if you saw what happened at the BAFTAs.
Oh yeah, someone with Tourette's kept shouting the N-word at Michael B. Jordan.
And Delroy Lindo, the two of them were on stage presenting. Now, like, it was but apparently it was on a tape delay. And they could have edited it out.
But they didn't.
They didn't. But they edited out somebody saying, like, Free Palestine or something like that. So, like, it's...
God forbid someone hears that.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, so, you know, stuff like that where it's like... It's like, no, shit, he owes me 12 bucks.
I think,
like,
Chris Brock is bad in this movie. He's much better as Chakaluka Thing,
yes.
King the Third in Jane's Hall of Bob Strike. He is so much better. In this, I'm like, doesn't really work for me. But plus, Fiorentino doesn't really work for me.
No, I think she's, I mean, she's noticeably bad.
She features so much.
She's
the lead of the movie, even though, like, Affleck and Damon are this.
They're on the posters.
Yeah,
like,
you know, but, like.
Apparently, I've seen that, like, because I remember back in the day, Tony reading something in a magazine, and it was like, what about Linda Fiorentino or whatever, and Kevin Smith's like, move on, please, just move on or whatever. And I remember thinking, like, oh, all this time, I was like, oh. And then I was reading about it recently, and I was like, apparently she had a lot of issues with, like, Kevin Smith basically said that she was jealous of everyone who was more famous than her in the movie.
Yeah.
And
that's not the first time that's happened with her either. Like, it's, like, she has a bit of a reputation of being difficult.
Yeah. And so, you know, like, things like that. But then he kind of apologized, and he actually said, I think, like, after, because he said he felt bad about the Janine Garofalo line, that she would have been a better
she would have been,
which she would have been 100%. But I think after, maybe it was after his heart attack,
he had a heart attack
or something like that,
she contacted him
and he said, that was, out of everyone who contacted me, that was the one that I valued the most because I really did feel bad for.
He probably wasn't expecting it as well, because they hadn't spoken in 20 something years.
Yeah, you know? So I like that that was resolved, but I mean, there's certain scenes, like the Matt Damon Ben Affleck scene where you see Ben Affleck's kind of losing it, and the first when you see Damon,
like Lucifer,
I fucking
it?
Inject that.
I've
scene
heard a rant
into
like
my,
this before, the Morning Star. Or
I love that whole thing. It's like. And like Ben Affleck does that sort of stuff so well. It's like, these humans have besmirched everything he's bestowed upon them. He gave them paradise, they threw it away. He gave them free will, they, you know, all this sort of stuff. And in spite of it all, he has shown them infinite fucking patience, you know.
He gave them more than he ever gave us. He gave them a choice. They choose to acknowledge God or choose to ignore him. All this time we've been down here, I've felt the absence of the divine presence, and it's pained me, as I'm sure it must have pained you. And why? Because of the way he made us. Had we been given free will, we could choose to ignore the pain like they do. But no, we're servants.
Okay. You know, all I'm saying here is that one of us might need a little nap.
Wake up! These humans have besmirched everything he's bestowed upon them. They were given paradise, they threw it away. They were given this planet, they destroyed it. They were favored best among all his endeavors. And some of them don't even believe he exists. And in spite of it all, he has shown them infinite fucking patience at every turn. What about us? I asked you once to lay down the sword because I felt sorry for them. What was the result? Our expulsion from paradise. Where was his infinite fucking patience then? It's not right. It's not fair. We've paid our debt. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time we went home? And to do that, I think we may have to dispatch our would-be dispatchers.
Wait. Kill them? You're talking about the last scion, for Christ's sake. And what about Jay and Bob? I mean, those guys were all right.
Don't, my friend. See, don't let your sympathies get the best of you. They did me once. Scion or not, she's just a human. And by passing through that arch, our sins are forgiven. No harm, no foul.
My God, I've heard a rant like this before.
What did you say?
I've heard a rant like this before.
Don't you fucking do it to me.
You sound like the Morning Star.
You shut your fucking mouth!
You sound like Lucifer, man! You fucking lost it! You're not talking about going home, Bartleby. You're talking about fucking war on God. Well, fuck that. I have seen what happens to the proud when they take on the throne. I'm going back to Wisconsin.
We're going home, Loki. And no one, not you, not even the Almighty himself, is going to make that otherwise.
Ben Affleck is really fucking good in this.
Oh, he's
the
locked
scene
in.
Where they're on the train and like he's figuring it out. You know, they're kind of having a moment. She plays the drunk so bad.
So bad.
But then like
so annoying
when he's saying it, and then you just see like the look.
I suppose it's like human.
But like the look on his, just the look first that you're like
the switch.
You're like, oh, you know, it's happening.
It's,
like,
it's go time.
Matt Damon it always tickles me. You want to hit this shit?
Yeah.
There's a little like thumb back.
And I like the whole back and forth where like they're trying to be grandiose in front of the people they're about to kill. It's like, could you stop? It's like, just let me fight.
Like, so, I love all that. That movie scene like is just so good.
You're his father, you sick fuck.
You know?
Oh, this. He's like, Mr. Bryce to some of his gay son. Very compassionate Mr. Bryce. And they're just going around the room. Like, that's really good.
But I like how, you know, he's like taking out the CD, you know. Always stuck with me. Or like when he's going to like buy the gun, the two of them are going to I don't know, man. It's like, it's not really like the flame
the wrath
is
of God.
He's like, we call, what did he say? He's like, it's your man Randall.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
the defecator or something like that. Like, we call that because it makes them lose their bowels.
Like you know, where he's like, I don't believe in whatever, and then he comes back, he's like, I do believe in this, and then you see him and I'm like, I do believe in this. What does it even mean? Like, you know, I love all those little bits. And I'll tell you who else I loved in it as well. Jason Lee.
Yeah,
I thought he was every scene he fucking I can't tell you how often I think of that. I think of that literally at least once a month,
I think, when,
since
when,
1999
when that happened. I was like, Why am I thinking of Cantwell?
I love it. Like, I don't know why. Because I feel like I do it a lot. Whereas, but just that whole thing of like, he takes the hat off, he lets his horns come out, and then he's like, and then he switches to immediate disdain. Yeah. He's like, move.
You know? He was like,
take your best fucking shot.
No seriously
I'm not kidding. Like, he's so
come
good
on, bright boy.
I know, I was an artist, stupid. Like everything is like they're like everyone is real, pissed a lot of people off.
That's
they're,
a really
they're looking
scene
for you, both sides, above and below. Like, he kills it in every scene that he's in.
Like, he is, I know, like, he was great at being a kind of just a fucking a guy you want to punch in the face. No, he was, like, you know?
Yeah.
And kind of the same, that's why he's great in The Incredibles. The voice of the, you know.
I've seen that for the first time, like, 2 weeks ago.
What?
Would you believe,
It's incredible. Well,
not at all.
It's incredible.
It's actually not at all what I thought it was going to be.
What do you think it was?
I thought it was just going to be more action-y. It's a different kind of movie altogether. Yeah, like, you know, it's
kind of there's a bit of James Bond in there, like, you know.
But it was like, I liked it.
But he's really good as that kind of like.
And is he not working anymore of his own?
I don't know what he's been up to. Like, My Name Is Earl.
Yeah, that was a big
made
thing.
His money, I guess, on that. Yeah. Like, but like, he hasn't been in a movie in a long time.
I really like
Scientologist. You know,
is he?
Yeah, big time.
Ooh,
big time. Right. You're like, whoa, man.
Wow, even TC running similar circles.
Nah, Cruz like, do not let that fucker
fucking touch me.
I will drop kick him across the room.
But I really like Kevin Smith's versions of Jason Lee. I like him. I like him in all Kevin Smith movies, and it's my favorite version of Jason Lee in Kevin Smith movies.
He's Azrael.
But I mean, like, just when I see him in a movie, I like him best in Kevin Smith movies. But yeah, this is probably my favorite version of him, even though he's not in a huge amount.
I mean, Mallrats is my least favorite version of him, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'd like to revisit that, I think.
He kind of serves, he does his job.
No libido to attack! That's cool, man. You question my libido.
But honestly, every scene in this one, I think he absolutely kills it.
What about Rickman?
I think he's okay in it.
He's kind of a little bit
Is he phoning it in a little, like, or
I don't know. I kind of feel like the material for his character is
a bit light,
and like the scenes that did work for me was like, it's not fair.
You know, yeah, that's
it's,
good.
It's
yeah,
to put on a little boy like that.
Yeah,
you know?
I like all that.
And I would have. If I could take it back, I would have.
I think you got the accent a bit wrong.
Yeah.
I think you're a bit more common.
Well, he is kind of common in it, like.
No, he's posh. No, he's not. We didn't consider the voice.
He's
but
not full.
Your accent was a bit more like this, and he is, and he doesn't talk like that. He talks a bit more posh, like that.
I don't think he is. He's not Potter. He's not.
No, but I mean, I think he's. I think you've made him a bit more common in your accent. If I may, I know you like critiquing on your accents. It's how we get better at them, you know.
Yeah. How we're gonna learn, huh?
Exactly. He was a bit shoehorned in. It's like, we have Rickman. What can we do with him? Sort of thing. You know what I mean?
The idea of the Metatron is good, and I'll tell you who was actually really good in it. Salma Hayek.
Yeah, she's good.
There's a bit in it where she's like blinking at him, and he's like, "What did you tell him?" And he's like, "What? Oh, something in my eye." Yeah.
Like, and Jason Lee's like, oh, what's this? I love it. But like, I kind of like Sam Hayek's voice in this is very like, also quite ASMR-y, like, you know, just very sultry.
Yeah, I mean, that's
voice.
Her though.
I mean,
like,
it's Sam Hayek in the 90s, but even modern,
now than ever, like, fucking hell.
But yeah, she was very good.
Shall we get into a rating?
Yeah. It's a tricky one.
I think I'm going to be higher than you.
Do you know, I do really like so much of it. I just found that the dialogue...
interesting. The dialogue is like the best thing for me.
I know that's his thing. Like, it's the back and forth, the snap, crackle and pop dialogue. But do you know what? I'm going to give it a 7. I thought I was going to be giving it like a 9 or a 9.5. I'm going to give it a 7. I think that's probably fair.
I'm gone 8.
Okay.
I'm gone 8 on it because I thought I'd be lower. Mm. And like every time the movie was losing me, it really grabbed me back in. Like, I'm like, oh, like every time, every Linda Fiorentino scene where she's like splashing around the water or whatever, then the next scene is like Matt and Ben back together. And I'm like, all right. Yeah, like, you know, there's a bit that really got me that I thought, wow, that's really good, that I did not expect. Was when she's like, do you believe in God? And like the two, Jay and Silent Bob in the diner, they both kind of like, wide-eyed and like lean back and I was like, wow, that's really good. Like they're
waiting for,
like, they're just like, what the fuck, because they're talking about like potentially like having sex with her. I'll go first then lunchbox or whatever. I don't want no sloppy seconds.
It was all that sort of stuff that I kind of found. It's like, is it true that chicks fart when you blast them in the ass? You know, like, and all this sort of stuff where it was just like, it was a little bit,
but I know,
like,
what I'm, I know what I'm getting.
I know, I forgot, I forgot that it was that much.
It's weird that it's like,
because I'm used to James Bond Bob Strike Back.
I mean, it's toned down for that, like, yeah, almost, you know, like, you know,
it's a bit more mainstream.
It's more the Clit Commander. It's like,
look at this fucking face.
It's like, comes to Glenn and Clit, what I do. So we're doing the Jay and Silent Bob and Terry during the summer.
We'll
set up the TV,
but that'd be great.
So will we say Ed Harris Award for excellence in acting?
I'm gonna say Ben Affleck.
I'm with you. I'm Affleck.
Damon was great, but Affleck had a bit more meat in his part, and he nails it. He nails being funny, he nails being kind of
even at the
scary
end,
a bit
at the end, you know? Where he's like, I'm sorry,
really
good, like, you know, like, and he nails the kind of like sardonic, exasperated, like when Matt Damon is like, you know, essentially like getting the nun to lose her fate at the start, he's just like, oh, I'm, you know, eating his popcorn, spitting it out, so over it, like, you know?
And I like, I thought he was brilliant. He was the best thing about it.
Have you got a few small beers line reading? Do you want me to do the full title?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Sensei Sergio San Carlos, a few small beers award for best line reading.
I mean, it's got to be the parking lot scene with the two of them. And I just, what's my favorite bit of it? I do like that you sound like Lucifer. I like just the whole thing of like, it's the first time where he's like, you're not talking about going home, Barnaby. You're talking about war on God.
Yeah.
Well, fuck that. I have seen what happens to the proud when they take on the throne.
Like, he's like, when he's throwing that shit, really fucking good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Goosebumps. So I go with that.
You're getting off light. Really cracking up where he's like Loki. Like,
oh. Yeah.
But that even that like the like achoo.
The silence.
Like you know what's coming.
Yeah,
it's like
something there.
And you don't know it the first time,
at
but
the
like,
time, you're like, what's that got to do with it?
But then the next time you're like, all right, okay, yeah. Yeah, the little thing that's thrown in there. Michael Rispoli,
Jesus Christ,
for best dressed.
Best dressed.
Yeah. There's some good outfits in this, like.
Best dressed. I mean, Selma Hayek.
Alright. I'm going Azrael, Jason Lee.
Yeah,
that,
it's
that
gotta be
that white
yeah.
hat and like white linens.
Yeah. I'm a fucking demon.
I do like the Affleck and Damon. I think I
like the long
patterned.
I like the long coat.
Well I have a long coat like that and I do wear a hoodie underneath it a lot of the time. It's just not the same colours. But you know, I do.
It's quite your style.
It
actually,
is my style. Like,
it, yeah.
You know, mine is the kind of browny,
more of a brown
Del Boy, and yeah. a white hood or a green hood. But like, you know, I've patterned a lot of my maybe subconsciously.
Maybe you, got your style from 1999's Dogma, huh?
Yeah, I tell you. And just before we wrap up, who I really like.
Yeah.
Like, if he was in one scene, he'd be getting the bulldog from Frasier.
Yeah.
Is George Carlin. Like
George
Carlin is like, he's so good.
He is perfect for what it
the
needs.
The Cardinal, and then it's like
perfect casting.
He's like
nailed apart.
He's like just like the tobacco industry. I kill for those numbers.
Yeah,
you know. Like,
and I always think of the line where it's like, God didn't, Jesus didn't come here to give us the willies.
He has great finger work. Cause like, there's something at the start where he's like on the thing with his fingers as well. Like
he's
our buddy, you know, buddy Christ.
And he's talking about when he's not entertaining. He's like, what was the line? He's like, so if you please, you know, like, you know, I got a whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like I got a golf game and whatever. Yeah. So if you please. He nails it. He's great.
Very good.
God, I feel like I like the movie again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? It was an eye opener.
Yeah.
And this is what it's all about, eh?
Sure is. So.
Also, it was a fucking nightmare to watch, by the way. No Chromecast on the link you sent me. There was no cast option.
I'll you naive and, fool.
And I tried server 2. I went on 123 movies, tried 7 different servers, no Chromecast option. I should have gone with the browser, shouldn't I? You're going to tell me
just,
the browser.
No. Just give me a text next time if you say no, it's not working.
Because I was working on my YouTube.
Yeah, but if it's not, you just text me and I'll tell you. I'll tell you exactly.
I was going to and all.
I'll tell you exactly how to do it.
It's the browser. It's the browser.
It's not
isn't
the browser.
It?
If you cast off a different app on your, so say for example, you open up a different, you know, video on your browser that can cast.
Yeah.
That. And then you go back in and refresh the page, the browser button and the cast.
How am I supposed to know that?
I figured it out.
Yeah, how are you even supposed to figure that out?
I just tried it.
You're a tamperer.
Yeah, of course.
How do I get this working?
So, up next.
Oh, yeah. What's next?
We got, let me see. So, we're not doing Jane Son of Love Strike Back, much to my chagrin.
Unfortunately, we should have done What's So Great About Kevin Smith.
No. No. So next up is Born Identity.
Now, pure, unfiltered Damon.
Yeah.
Yes,
I
mean, man.
I always thought he was a bit of a Streisand, but he's rocking the shit in this one.
I've only seen it once, and I remember absolutely. Actually, I remember loving all 3 of the first ones and thinking it's the best trilogy I've ever seen. There,
It's on Now TV or Sky if you have it there.
At Sky. Sky Go?
No, you won't have it on your Sky Go because you use Andy's, which is just a sport package.
He doesn't have movies as well?
Don't think so.
I thought you did.
I sent you the link for Now TV, which has the movies on it. Just use it.
Okay.
I sent you the link. I sent you the password.
Okay.
You got, this is what I'm dealing with, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll use it.
Yeah. You out there, if you have access to
I'll send
Sky
you the
movie,
link,
no.
guys. I'll send you Terry.
No, don't. you can watch it there, or I'm sure you all have the. I actually have them all on Blu-ray.
Oh.
Maybe I'll.
We were to say, I'm sure you all have Born
like,
on Blu-ray.
On DVD, I was going to say. So dust off your DVD players and watch.
It's time to be born again.
We're going with the first one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Great.
Can't just watch Born 3.
I mean, you totally could.
Yeah, but Born Ultimatum. That's the right.
Born Ultimatum. Some people think that's the best one.
No, Bourne Identity. Sorry, the Bourne.
Bourne Identity is Bourne Supremacy, one. Bourne Ultimatum, Jason Bourne, and then don't forget Bourne Legacy, starring my man
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Also, Oscar Isaac is in there.
No
movie.
Thanks.
Not a
I
bad
only
movie.
Want Damon.
There's a great line.
I want him. Just take me to Damon.
There's a great line in. This is what the Bourne movies are so good at doing. Because it's like Brian Cox in the first. No, Chris Cooper's in the first one. Brian Cox in the second one.
Mm-hmm.
David Strathairn, maybe, is in the third one.
Am I supposed to know who these photos are? Yeah. I know Brian Cox. Yeah. But who the
fuck
are you?
You know Chris Cooper from Memories and Adaptation, the guy. Suzy Q.
No.
He's in the Muppets movie.
I don't remember.
Tex Richmond.
No.
Anyway, they always cast like a really like good older like stuffed suit guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the Bourne Supremacy, it's your man Stacey Keach. Do you know him?
No.
He's the guy. He was in like Shasta McNasty. I think.
Which guy?
Now you're talking my language. One of their dads. Maybe not Shasta McNasty. What was the other show that was on the block with Shasta McNasty? It was like Tag or something. You
I don't know.
Something.
No, Shasta was my jam.
But anyway, it's like this guy. He's big guy with a mustache, essentially.
Right.
And he's like, I gave you a Lamborghini, and you drove it like a lawnmower. Yes.
Oh, I'm here for that sort of line reading.
Alright, well, that'd be a few small beers if there ever was one.
Of course. Folks,
okay, big thank you for supporting the pod.
Appreciate it. We love you dearly.
You're behind the paywall. You get the big L from me.
And me.
I love you.
As always. And go with God. Huh?
Hmm.
Or not.
Hail Satan.
My girls like candy, a candy tree. She knocks me high up on my feet.